I'm Barbara Klein. Long-term unemployment benefits are expiring for more than a million Americans today. The government program that helps the unemployed after their state benefits run out is over. Rhode Island Public Radio's John Bender reports it has a major impact on the country's smallest state, which has one of the nation's highest unemployment rates.
Some 5,000 Rhode Islanders will lose their jobless benefits after Congress failed to renew the Emergency Unemployment Compensation Program before leaving for the holidays. Head of the Rhode Island Department of Labor and Training, Charles Fogarty, says the agency is working to inform affected individuals of resources they may need.
We've had discussions with folks at the United Way, letting them know this was coming down the pike, and they've alerted individuals. We've sent out materials about the SNAP program. Some folks may be eligible for other programs, and also some people, quite frankly, are going to need to touch base with their friends and relatives about getting help to get through.
Benefits will run out for about 9,000 more Rhode Island residents in the coming months. The state is tied with Nevada for the highest unemployment rate in the country at 9%. For NPR News, I'm John.